step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Well, no big surprise. We were waiting the confirmation of the remains that were found in Wyoming to be that of Gabby Petito. It was 99.9% certain. Well, it's 100% certain. Jim Ryan, who is covering the story for us in ABC, is right on top of this. Jim, good morning. So what's the latest?
Morning, Bill. Yeah, I think that the world would have been shocked if it hadn't been Gabby Petito's remains, but it was. Yeah, and so that's the formal finding from the coroner there in that part of Wyoming. They forwarded those findings on to the FBI office in Denver, which then published it. Now, as far as how she died, well, the manner of death is listed as a homicide, and I think everyone would be surprised if that weren't the case, too. But the cause of death is something that has not been disclosed. In the official statement from the FBI, the official cause of death is pending final autopsy results. I suspect that investigators kind of want to hold on to that information as they would in a lot of homicide cases, because at this point, only the investigators, the coroner, and the person responsible for Gabby Petito's death know precisely how she died, Bill. So we did have some questions answered yesterday, not to anyone's surprise, but the question of the precise way in which she died is still not known.
And any news more on the search for Brian Laundry, her boyfriend? I think it's fair to assume they're no longer involved with each other. By the way, does anybody doubt at all at this point that he did it?
Well, you know, I doubt it. I doubt that anyone doubts it. But at the same time, you know, here in America, you're innocent till proven guilty. So the FBI is going about gathering up evidence and preparing to present all this to prosecutors, undoubtedly. But in the meantime, other officers are out trying to find Brian Laundry. It's been over a week now since he told his parents that he was going for a hike over in the 25,000 square acre nature preserve near their home there in Florida. He hasn't been seen since then. The police, Bill, or rather the parents, waited a couple of days before they told the police that he had gone on this hike. So he had something of a head start if he's running from the law. I think people kind of suspect that he probably is. But in the meantime, yeah, the search will resume out there today. They'll keep trying to find him in that park.
Now, you've been covering these stories for a long time. I have never heard of this much effort out there to try to find a person of interest. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a manhunt trying to hunt down a serial killer. And this is not even a suspect yet.
Well, right, not formally. I mean, he's in the search warrant, by the way, you know, their search warrant was served on his parents' house the other day. And in the affidavit that supported that search warrant, Brian Laundry was called a suspect, you know, but publicly the police are still calling him a person of interest. They want to get him in for questioning, thinking that he knows something about this. But in the formal paperwork, you know, it's a different characterization of him. But I suppose it's semantics, because obviously we know why the police would want to talk to him. He was the last person, as far as anyone knows, to see Gabby Petito alive. And so, they are exerting a lot of pressure, a lot of effort in trying to solve this case. And I think for a lot of reasons. And why has this case attracted so much attention, Bill, considering that there are something like 90,000 missing persons cases out there the world today?
There are a whole bunch of reasons. I'm doing that next segment as we try to dive in. And it's sociological, it's demographics, it's the way America simply rolls. And I'm going to jump into that. But clearly, because you look at her, she's white, she's beautiful, she's young. There were all of these surrounding facts off with the boyfriend and all that. We're going to dive more into that. And one of the things I want to point out, and it's I think almost more rhetorical, but I want your input on this, is people think there he is out there scrambling, trying to get away, and he's gotten away. Let's say he is out there for a couple of years. He's looking over his shoulder every single minute.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
That is not a fun way to live.
No. And by the way, if he's still out there in that that wildlife preserve, that's not a fun way to live either. Who knows what he had in that backpack, but surely it wasn't enough to survive for a week out there with alligators and snakes, that water up to your waist, just a completely flooded out area. So, you know, he may be there. Maybe he isn't there. Maybe he was eaten by an alligator. Could he have taken his own life? Possibly. Seems like right now anything's on the table, Bill.
Yeah, we haven't heard of any tips that seem to be legitimate. Have we?
Well, the one that came through was from a TikTok video poster, a woman who put on TikTok that she and her boyfriend gave Laundry a ride in Wyoming, that he was thumbing a ride. He before he even got in the car, he said, hey, I'll give you $200 if you can take me to Jackson, Wyoming. And they said, OK, hop in. He did. They were going to Jackson Hole, which is a different place from Jackson, Wyoming. He got a little irritated with that. I don't know if he even paid them the $200, but he did get out of the car and kept on thumbing a ride. But at the time, he apparently told this couple that his girlfriend was back at their van and that she was posting stuff online on social media about this trek they were making across the country. It sounds a lot like Gabby Petito and Brian Laundry. So, yeah, the FBI is taking a lot of this very seriously and willing to look at every lead.
Yeah, you look at this, as you were describing that, it seems a little strange to me because here he has his white van. Mm-hmm. It doesn't appear to be, and no evidence that it was broken down or ran out of gas. And what's he doing hitchhiking?
Yeah, don't know. It's a good question. And by the way, why did he, it just doesn't make a lot of sense. You know, the story that's going around out there, and was he trying to escape at that point? I think maybe so. Maybe he wanted to try to get away from Grand Teton National Park, get over to Jackson, Wyoming, and then fly back to Florida or something. Who knows? But eventually he did get back there. He made it to his parents' house, and his fiance wasn't with him.
And when you look at the number of tips that come in, this is the part that I don't understand. I mean, I understand it. I just don't get how the police can winnow through those, sift through all of the tips. There used to be, 5,000? You'd have a tip line. You'd call a couple of thousand to come in. Now I'm guessing tens of thousands because this is on the internet. It's obviously become viral. Everybody's involved. There are groups out there that these true crime groups where they sit there all day on the internet and troll. Yeah. So it's just a different kind of looking for a suspect or person of interest. What's your guess? They're going to get him immediately? He's gone? What do you think?
Well, after a week, you know, they've been looking for 3 days, but it's such a vast area out there in Florida. You know, maybe he's there, maybe he isn't. I kind of think maybe he got slipped through and is somewhere else entirely, but that's just a guess on my part. But somebody said something earlier this morning. One of the hosts said that millennials have ruined murder, right? You can't get away with murder because everything is captured on video. Everything from body cam. We saw body cam video of this couple. We saw their postings, their own postings on Facebook about their cross-country trip. And so there's GPS location. They know exactly where the van was because of cell phone. You know, it's remarkable how much information is out there. And it's not just in the hands of the police. It's in everybody's hands if you have an internet connection.
Yeah, crazy. And some of these home sleuthers, if you will, have more training in that sort of thing, hunting people down, than the cops do.
They're pretty good at it.
Yeah. They are. All right, Jim, thanks. We'll continue on. I'm sure you're going to be reporting a ton on this.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.